There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The story of the day today is really all about the sweeping changes that we will see soon affecting the UAE's visa system, but also the ownership of companies. So in theory, in the next few months, 6 months, in a period of time, we're going to see the potential for 100% ownership of companies onshore, which is an interesting development. Sweeping changes is the phrase that we've been using. And we're going to talk to Neil Petch now, who joins us. He's the chairman of Virtue Zone in the studio here. Neil, nice to see you.
Good afternoon, Tim.
It's been a while since we've been in the same room here chatting. So welcome back. So we should start with this. This is, in a way, speculative because we don't have all the details of what will effectively be published in the law, in the Gazette, when the law comes into place. But it is, in overall terms, it's a very positive development, isn't it?
I think it's incredibly positive. And the other nice thing is it's not actually a surprise. There was the World Government Summit last year. Sheikh Mohammed announced at that the Dubai Future Accelerator and Dubai 10X. The plan, of course, is that in that period of time to take Dubai to become the easiest place to set up in the world. Mm. So this is very much part of that strategy. We've been expecting further news and it's a very pleasant surprise, but actually we knew it was coming.
Okay, so what does the ruling effectively mean? I mean, when you heard the news last night, now that you've had time to digest some of the points that we're hearing today, students being able to stay longer in the country, outstanding students, for example, which has that knock-on effect to families, investors looking at the UAE, eyeing the UAE as, you know, not a short to medium term destination. This is very much a long term vision. But what was your takeaway?
Well, I think you break it down to two groups. There's those of us that are here already, and there's those that may come to Dubai. And the second group are going to benefit us that are here already. So at the Future Accelerator, Hunter Lee Sawyer, a Silicon Tech guru, told everyone, look, if you want to attract the very best brains in the world, the very best companies in the world, then you've got to raise your standards. You've got to make certain things available, and one of which is the ability to have a permanence of residence. Singapore has done it very successfully. There's over 500,000 permanent residents there, and I think this is a move towards that. I think you'll see a gradual move. You'll see a soft launch of this. I, of course, cannot speak on behalf of the government, but you know, we know that there's up to 15,000 companies being formed every single month, including those that are renewing. So you can imagine that there'd be queues around the block further than Windsor Castle a couple of days ago if suddenly all this happened at once. So the news is out there. It's very, very positive. If I were a Halliburton's and I was thinking about where I wanted my international headquarters, I'd certainly be looking at the UAE as a far more tax efficient place to set up with huge opportunities. So I think that's the main message, which is all those people that could set up anywhere in the world, could run e-commerce businesses from here using the fantastic logistics infrastructure that we have, they come over here, and then if you're running a restaurant, you've got more people to come and eat at it. So it's going to be good for you from that perspective.
And Neil, you have Virtue Zone. You know, help people set up companies here in the region. Do you think this is something your clients have been waiting for? Is this really, obviously it's a positive move, but is it something people have been asking for?
I think it's incredibly positive, and we are a very interesting bridging point between government services and the consumer. The consumer always wants things to be as smooth and efficient as possible, and obviously value for money. The government wants to make sure that the right people are coming into the country, the right money's coming into the country, and you need to balance that and get it absolutely right. So this is a very positive message, and I think it's an example of a transition. So you may have standard ways that you raise revenue, and they've been very successful over the years, but I would argue that much more beneficial for the country is to increase the number of people that come and set up here enormously. To do that, you need legislation that is soft touch, that uses technology to make it easier for someone who's sitting in their bedroom in Hong Kong to set a company up and to start trading in the UAE and taking all the advantages of the UAE that we all know.
I'm not a fan of the crystal ball questions, but you'll notice the crystal ball in front of you there, Neil. So we kind of have to ask that. And this is, I mean, we're speculating in many ways. We know this is coming. We don't know the details. But if I was to say to you, what do you, how do you foresee or how do you view the potential impact on companies, in particular the lifeblood, the SMEs and the startups that we're starting to see more and more of?
Well, I think that I can say very positively, I was honoured to be invited onto a panel that the Chamber of Commerce have set up to look at the ease of business setting up in Dubai and the UAE, and specifically the banking sector, how we can make it easier for people to set up bank accounts and easier to get finance once they have done that. So the government entities are doing these things, and I think it's a question of getting that message out to people to boost the confidence. So this is telegraphing to people that it's going to come. It's boosting the confidence. I think, you know, it's fantastic that in the year of Zayed, today's visionary leaders are actually enacting his vision from so many years ago. And of course, what most people perhaps are unaware of is we actually have a 2071 policy, which is to be the best country in the world on the centenary of the UAE, which is fantastic.
And things have to keep changing as you build towards that, don't you? If you see what's happening in, say, neighbouring countries, Saudi Arabia, for example, gearing up, moving forward, looking to the future, the UAE. I mean, there's a healthy competition, I think, there. It's reasonable to say.
Yeah, there is. I mean, you'd have heard the expression, build and they shall come. Mm. But it's not that simple, you know. It's not just about building the buildings. It's actually about building the legislation. You may remember seeing lots of build. I've been here 24 years, and I first lived here in Golden Sands 5, and the road to connect it to Golden Sands 4 was sand. But all of this was actually planned in advance, and the legislation is that spaghetti junction of roads that suddenly comes into place, and you say, oh, is that how it happened?
Yeah. It's funny, I'm thinking of the extension to Hesse Street. There's a great big junction there now, mm-hmm. as you head down towards Accoya and everything. And when that road opened, because it's on the road to Jebel Ali School, where my daughter's at school, and I thought, fantastic, I got a quick route there. Now there's this enormous junction that has appeared.
That was my shortcut, Tim. You've really destroyed it.
Sorry about that. ours is not a reason why. But you're right, and that it's quite a nice way to put it.
Yeah, I think so. And Neil, I mean, you said you've been here for over 20 years. Do you think this is really going to encourage longevity for people in terms of wanting to settle down here and put roots down?
Yeah, I think if you go back, expats who had been here and who the UAE have always recognised as being the absolute heart of this country were crying out for permanence. And that's why free zones were created in the first place. And I think this is the next stage. I think it must have been tremendously exciting when Jebel Ali was created in the first place, and now you have about 45 free zones in the region. But this is a massive step forward, and I think I think you'll start to see everything being tied together and make sense and make it an easier place to do business. I mean, the great thing is once your business is here, you're so much more efficient than running your business from Europe or wherever. Mm-hmm. But what we've got to do is make it easier in the initial step, and that is the challenge that lies before us.
How does VirtuZone, just final question now, how does VirtuZone fit into this landscape now? Because it is, I mean, it's never changing business landscape here. These are new regulations that come into play. Where's your position in all of this?
Well, I think we're a useful sounding board, and one of the things that I would say that you know, we're both honoured, and what makes me positive about the UAE is that the government are continually asking for our opinion. We're a useful barometer. We're also from the consumer side, you know. So for example, at the beginning of this year, we had e-channel charges, we had the certificate of good conduct that I've heard you've been speaking about, and at the same time as VAT. Mm. Now those were three things that each one in its own right, there was a very good reason to do it, but they came together. Mm. And it's a question of communicating that to the consumer and trying to give them as much advance notice as possible, which actually is what I think you're seeing today, which is giving people the chance to react to it and then listening to what they're saying about what are the best things and what are the potential pitfalls.
Interesting times ahead, I think. Neil Petch is the chairman of VirtuZone. But nice to see you. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.